This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies. We have another show and tell for you today, and today we're talking to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Beanies. My name's Jessica. Today for show and tell, I want to talk about my swimming lessons. First, there's freestyle. So it's like you're digging for gold and then painting a rainbow.
Oh, yeah, some swimming lessons going on today. So Jessica said that freestyle is when you move your arm like you're digging for gold. So that must be when it's under the water, and painting a rainbow when it's out of the water.
Yeah.
Oh, like a big windmill with your arm.
Yeah. Taking notes, Laura?
Yeah.
Maybe I should go back to swimming
lessons.
Yeah,
well, let's all try that now. We've got a swimming lesson now. So everybody, and Mini Beaners, we want you to do this at home as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to dig for gold with our arm and then paint a big rainbow as we bring it all the way around.
Oh.
And then your other arm.
It's a big stretch.
Dig for gold.
Okay.
And paint a
this
rainbow.
Is good for stretching.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Backstroke is when you're doing the same but backwards.
When I used to do backstroke, I used to just like zigzag my way down the swimming lane because I just couldn't see where I was going. I was going down like, you know, when you go bowling and they have the rails up and you just bounce. That would be me.
You must have had one arm stronger than the other that made you get off course.
Yeah.
But if you're learning backstroke inside, Michael, this is probably why you might have had trouble, because maybe you were at the beach or something. But if you're inside, you can look at the ceiling, and usually there are lines on the ceiling that you can follow. And if you watch them really carefully, there's like a block at the end that lets you know when you're getting to the end of the pool so you don't bump your head.
Oh, that's so clever.
And you know how I know that? Because I used to be a swimming teacher.
Oh.
Really?
I used to teach little mini beanies how to swim and help them be brave to put their face in the water, Laura. So we can go do that if you like.
All right.
And doggy paddles is where you're doing little paddles, but really fast. And you also do some kicking. And the only time you don't do that is when you're doing glides. Glides is like feet together and your hands like a tower, and rockets are kicking.
Oh, wow.
What was that, glides?
I really like the idea of doggy paddle. Do you think they let you paddle with doggies?
I think if there was a dog around, you probably could. But doggy paddle is when you do your hands and your feet really fast, like a dog is running.
Oh. Yeah, so you're the dog.
Yeah.
Again, I'm on board.
Yeah, I think you're mostly on board because, again, you don't have to put your face
you
under
don't
the water.
Have to.
And I get to be a dog.
But I think for glides and rockets, you do put your face in the water. But they're really fun because you kind of feel like a mermaid when you do those ones.
Are they the ones you do when you push off the wall?
I think so.
And you're underwater?
Yeah, and sometimes you can go all the way to the bottom and grab a ring or something like that.
Oh, that's
sounds like
cool.
Jessica's doing all kinds of swimming.
Yeah, this is a lot of swimming.
Well, it's the same, but you're kicking and you have your hands like a tower too. It's like your kicking is a fire.
Your kicking is a fire.
Ooh.
Oh, so you're pretending you're a rocket and you've got your arms straight up and pointed, and it's
and then
like
your kicks are the
if you're
power.
A rocket. Yeah.
And the fire that comes out of the back of the rocket.
Cool.
You know, Beanies, when
cool
I was a swimming teacher, the teacher that taught me to be a teacher, they told me the three secrets of amazing kicking. Do you want to know what they are?
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes,
please.
Please.
I like
the first
secrets.
One is point your toes. You got to point your toes. And the second one is little kicks. So you just got to do tiny little ones like this, like you're a ballerina. You don't do big, crazy ones because then you're wasting your energy. So you got to do pointy toes and little kicks and a floppy foot. So you've got to be a bit floppy like that. So do you remember, can you remember the three secrets? Pointy toes. Second one?
Little kicks. Not
that's
big
very
ones.
Important. Little kicks.
And floppy feet.
That's right.
Like a clown.
Nice.
One time at the end, I got to play a little game when there was a hula hoop and I had to swim through and get a sink key and then swim back free and then go back to the land. Then there's another game when we need to jump off, get a half five, swim through the hoop, back and swim back to the island.
These sound like some great swimming games. I think your swimming teacher sounds like they really know what they're doing.
Yeah, they make the swimming fun. So that involved hula hoops
and jumping,
high fives, and jumping.
Wow, fun!
Bye, Beanies. I love your podcast.
Oh, thank you, Jessica. Thanks for your show and tell. I learnt a lot about swimming.
Wow, I learned a lot about swimming too. That sounds really good, Jessica. And you've inspired me to go for a swim.
Thanks for coming to show and tell, Jessica.
Bye.
See you, Jessica. Bye.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Grown up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like bald.
The board in the car.
Let's ask
Professor Know
It All. What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.